Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
Well, David, you're only seeing from behind, but he looks human. He doesn't look like he's changed at all. Rather than her regular ears, she now has kind of slanted, pointed ears, which probably marks her as maybe some type of elf. I'm going to allow it. This is not normal.
That's fair.
You do not actually have a spell that allows you to do this. Okay. I'm allowing this.
Thank you, Adam.
Role playing. This entire time, been watching David, you've noticed that there is like an anger slowly building up inside him, but it's an impotent rage. You see Grey Dub is standing behind you.
Give us a moment, Grey Dub. I guess, do you have any questions for me? Getting rather tired.
He looks at the money and the shield that you've offered him, and he shakes his head slowly. I don't want money, and I don't want a shield. Tristan, you arrive with Chantel, Yeola, and Adam. Oh, and Fire, of course, the little sprite. You spot an old man eating food who you do not recognize.
Where's Koppel?
Grey Dub gestures to the old man.
Hello, do you know where... Oh my god.
You see the two boys mounting up onto stags. Suresh is hopping up onto the bear very excitedly. Grey Dub sets the animals to lead them back home. The last that you hear or see of them is Suresh calling out, "Whee!" as they move at high speed through the forest.
Right. Well, Grey Dub, have we explained to him what's going on with...
No, he doesn't know.
Golems?
I don't think... Oh, you might have mentioned... No, actually, it would be... No, Tavatine might not have mentioned it over the course of, like, a week.
Yeah, either way, if we had mentioned it before, or we are reiterating it, be like, oh, by the way, Grey Dub. I am recalling maybe I think we did have a conversation with him. Mm. But just in case we didn't... yes.
Just in case you didn't, just you get him case. Up to speed.
I'm like, by the way... Something very terrible happened. And yeah, explain the golem machine that while it is destroyed, we did destroy it. There was a lot that was made prior, unfortunately. Yeah.
Grey Dub has like a dark expression and he says, the sins of our ancestors, I suppose.
Yes. How many druids are in this particular circle of yours?
In this circle,
yes.
There would be about six, I think. Yes. It depends. There are a few who sit on kind of the periphery of this druid circle and come and go as they please.
Yeah,
sometimes entering into others. Sorry.
As I say, when is your next meeting? I guess with them.
Next meeting. We don't have meetings.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
No. If something of import
yes.
comes
the
up.
We tend to kind of do
oh,
that.
This seems important.
Yes.
You can have a meeting now.
There is a place that we meet. We have what we call a moot.
Yes. Right. Yes. We have something similar for the song. We just call it a chat. Bi-yearly chat. It's informal. Either way, I'd probably call that moot. I sense some dark things on the horizon.
I have sensed no incursion by these iron golems into my realm, but perhaps it would be important, yes.
Mm. Yes.
Well, I will call this moot.
Yes, the incursion in that... It always seems to be the dwarven ruins. Yeah, that the other thing that we unleashed. Wow, I am Grey Dub.
The dwarves that
I'm sorry. Sorry, no, Grey Dub. Before, I'm sorry. Genuinely, I'm sorry.
He shrugs. there's not much that can be done at this point other than to clean up a mess. Every step forward cannot remember the step past.
That's fair. I guess it's up to us to bring back balance. Yeah.
Well, it seems like you have a lot of problems at the home front for you.
And how?
I would have maybe in normal times asked for assistance from the company, but for something as big as this. But I feel like perhaps you should get your own house in order before I speak with it.
Well, look, I guess we need to go back to Greyhill and I guess have a long and interesting chat with Maura Marsh. And I guess no matter what really happens with him, that I think some things need to change. We can't just go around and retaliate to everyone who acts out at us out of anger and desperation. I want to be looking at like Chantal, just dead in the eyes there. Nor should we be, you know, just casting strong magics, I guess, without considering the consequence. And while my eyes might dart to the NPC that cast it, I want to know I'm just looking at Cass directly. when I say that, yes. So I think it's probably important that and best we ask questions first and not jump to conclusions with Maura Marsh.
While you're having this conversation, Grey Dove has been collecting birds from around the grove. Mm-hmm. He's holding them in his hand, whispering something into them, and then setting them free, presumably sending off messengers to contact the other druids.
So yes, let's go back to Greyhill and
see if we can sort it all out.
Yes.
When Grey Dove is finished, he turns around, dusts himself off a little bit, having had to climb a tree or two to get some of the birds. Well, I can once again guide you to the edge of my forest, but once we get to the edge, I cannot leave. I must remain.
Yes, of course. I feel you have a lot of work ahead of you.
Yes. Apparently, one of the other druids in the forest has been monitoring this evil that was released. It is... I would not call it contained, but it is quiet for now. So that is at least hope that we might be able to marshal some resources. Look, leave this in my hands for now. And once your house is in order, you can contact me again and we'll move from there.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for everything you've done.
I'm out of elk. Is bears okay? He says.
Yes, okay. Please.
Yeah.
Yes, please, for the bears. There's no dog that's big enough for me.
Yes, of course, bears is fine for us. I look around to the others. Bears good for
everyone. Yeola seems actively excited, just as Suresh was. Yeola looks like a child excited for to go on a merry-go-round.
I look at Yeola like.
Yeola like nods vigorously. Sarin. Also, actually, it's probably the three of you. Sarin, Yeola, and Tree Stump are all, like, really excited. Chantel looks trepidatious, but just gives you, like, a firm nod. Tavatine gives you nothing, as per usual.
Well, he'll be flying, I can only assume.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting he can fly. All right. Well, you mount up on bears.
Can I? Yeah, how do I deal? Can I do this? Do I need a wagon?
You will ride with Grey Dove.
Okay.
Grey Dove actually, as Grey Dove's helping you on, he realizes that you're having a hard time, and so he sings a saddle out of a tree.
Oh. Bless.
And you're able to mount on the saddle.
Is there any way... How old and frail are you?
Yeah, what age am I, Adam, by the way?
I would call you maybe in the 90s.
Is it old man papoose time for you?
Wouldn't that be more of a jousting? But look, like a jostling.
What about what if you were an old man backpack for me? And we got a
backpack. Is a lot of jostling.
Yeah, yeah.
The saddle is really the best option.
Fine.
As a man who loved his fantasy papoose, don't get me wrong. Yes. However.
I'll rattle your old bones. It's probably not good.
Tree Stump, you are going to be jostled without a saddle. And so as much jostling is going to happen to you, at the very least, that much is going to happen to a papoosed wizard.
Yeah.
Not that you're a wizard, but a papoosed 90-year-old man.
Yeah.
Someone who's made their living on not being tough.
Yes.
I know that is not the definition of magic users, but...
He is not tough, he is not dumb, and therefore does not need to be tough, as the song goes.
Yeah, I've read the tomes.
If I turned into an animal, am I an old animal? Or am I a spring chicken? What's the deal there?
If you turn into an animal, that's a great question. Well, I would call it because you, I'd say that you could be a young animal.
Okay.
You'd become the animal in its prime.
Okay. Yeah, just a question. Because I can only do it for a few hours a day, I think. I guess it depends, like, what are our movements? Because then
you'll move faster if you just, I guess it's not going to slow you down to be an animal for a part of the trip. And then the other part, you could just be on the saddle.
Oh, yeah, I'd fly, basically. As a beard.
Have we established...
I can fly now, Adam. Okay. Wait, can I? Fuck.
I think
no,
you can
I can't
now.
Fly now. I can swim now. I can swim now, Adam.
We keep having this fucking conversation.
I'm just happy it's not me this time. Because I was going to be like, yeah, we've had this conversation. Yeah. Like, no, but yeah, actually me, had, yeah, not in this yeah. game with me. Yeah. No. Yeah.
This boy. Yes, no, I can...
It's rubbing off.
Oh, no, it's spreading. Even if you could transform, you're still moving at the slowest of the bear's paces, so it's not really any benefit for you to transform into an animal. You'll be... You could just ride, it's fine.
That's true.
You won't be any faster. As the saddle is going on the bear goes...
Yes, I'm sorry.
And Grey Dove says, I know... I know, big boy. That's his name. Mm-hmm. But it's in bear. It's not important. I know. It's a little uncomfortable, but it's only for a little while.
Well, when he's having a conversation with the bear, I'll cast speak with animals on myself as well and be like, you okay there, big boy?
I'm big boy, says the bear.
Yes, you are. Thank you so much for taking these old bones to the edge of the forest. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Big boy nods. You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. I do it for food, he says. No.
That's good. And yes, sorry you'll have to wear a saddle. It won't be for long.
That's okay, I guess, says big boy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Big boy... stands up, well, doesn't stand up, sorry. Big boy gets on all fours after the saddle is on him, and he says, hop aboard.
Thank you. Great love, could you help us see it? Actually, no, Big T, could you help us see it?
Yes. I imagine I lift you onto the bear with the same ease that, you know, that really big guy in Mulan just, like, picks up all of his friends in a big hug, and it's just nothing to him.
Yes.
That's me.
As Big T, you lift Glupple up. I guess you just hear the bear grumbling or growling, but Glupple, you still are under the effects of speak with animals, so you understand as Big Boy says, how'd you get so big? and he kind of like recoils away, but you manage to put Glupple on his back.
Fine. It's crazy how similar Big T and a bear has a similar concept of heights.
Yeah.
Does the bear feel, obviously, Big T has no idea what's happening, but does the bear feel calm once I put him down and start walking away?
Well, as soon as they can't see Glupple, they stop caring about how big they are.
Remarkably similar. Remarkably.
You all mount up and head off. The bears move at a tremendous pace. Some might say magically fast pace. Some would confirm. I would confirm you are moving at a magically enhanced pace while traveling through Grey Dub Steps Forest. You arrive at the edge of the forest in record time, maybe only like one day, and you have no encounters along the way. Grey Dub ensures that no animals in the forest.
That is spooky.
And you dismount. A big boy gratefully gets his saddle taken off him. And Grey Dove, from the back of one of the bears, with one final big bow, says, well, This is perhaps, as all goodbyes could be, this is perhaps our final goodbye. It feels there's a sense of finality about this. I have no portent of the future, but perhaps flashes.
Yes, it. I am also sensing that. I guess things are changing at a very rapid pace.
Yes. Well, as always, keep to yourselves, city slickers, he says.
I'll miss you. I go in for another hug.
He hops off the bear so that you can hug him properly, and he gives you a hug.
Yes.
He smells like a summer's day.
Well, you'll be well, great of. I don't know if I will go for a hug. Definitely a handshake. I don't necessarily know how slow I'm moving right now. I basically follow his lead.
If you lead in with a handshake, he just gives you a handshake then. But it's like a firm one. He looks you dead in the eyes, and he says, good luck.
You too. And then I put my gross, liver-spotted, gnarly hand on top of his hand as we're shaking.
Oh, no.
And do that awful old man handshake.
You he returns it. He puts his hand on top of your hand on top of his.
Beautiful. Yep, no, it's a good bonding moment.
God, that just feel like a little hand sandwich.
I think he's actually older than you. I think as an elf, he's in his, like, couple of hundreds.
It's all relative, Adam.
Yeah, true. No. No. Elves age like humans do, but then go back to the beginning. They do like a forwards aging, then a Benjamin Button, then a forwards aging, then a Benjamin Button until they get tired of it.
Like a jellyfish.
Then they die.
Okay.
Dying of boredom.
With that, Grey Dove ventures back into the forest and you head off towards the Grey Hill camp. Do either of you have a D12?
I can make one.
Yeah.
Yep, D12.
Can I get both of you to roll a D12, please? Things are happening in and around the camp.
A one.
That's good. No, that's fine. Encounters are 11 and 12.
I've got an 11.
Nah.
But that's only two ones, so it's like we got three ones.
Mm?
Will you accept?
Sure. No. All right. So, what am I going to hit you with? What's appropriate for the area you're in? You're heading towards Grey Hill.
It's sounding good. It's sounding like he's given us three ones.
I would not describe it as good.
This is a message for all the seasoned and aspiring DMs out there. Do you wish to treat your players like the common dogs they are by rewarding them with treats? Well, then do we have the solution for you. Our patented Good Boy cards will make your players feel like they're doing a good job while at the same time dehumanizing them without their knowledge. Are they mad at you? Deflect by telling them they're a good boy and hand out one of our good boy cards. The complete deck of 50 cards is available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, with each having a unique ability your players can use in-game or hoard and never use like the dog brain idiots they are. We also have bad boy cards available for when you want to treat yourself to something nice. Grab either or both in a bundle while stocks last. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Oh no, that's so mean. I couldn't do that. I couldn't. Okay. That's so mean.
He's about to do it.
He's going
to
do it.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, we know. That was all just pageantry. That was pageantry. I don't even know who at this point. Wasn't for us.
What are you about to do to us?
Wasn't nothing. For us.
About to show up in his all whites, hands clasped in front of his tubby.
Yeah,
you worry too much.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at you. There, unbeknownst to you, about to be turned into stone.
You can't just say things.
What?
You don't get to have words coming out willy-nilly like this.
I just don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, what's the problem?
I don't know, Adam. You tell us what the problem
dude.
Is. It sounds like you've found a problem for us.
It's going to take a couple of days to get to the Grey Hill camp.
Yeah.
And on, I'd say, like, the second day traveling,
gain six levels.
No. You encounter a overturned wagon. The wagon...
Classic.
Why aren't wagons ever the right way up?
Yeah.
The wagon is made up.
Why don't bandits, why are they going to be so rude? Why can't they just like leave the wagon as it were and be like, we've already looted it. Leave a sign. We are not here for an ambush. And then just leave.
What about a shaggin wagon? Why don't we ever get a shaggin wagon?
Why don't we ever just come across like people just yet? Like we're like, oh, is it an adventure? Oh, no, not for us. I'm so sorry, sir and madame. And then we leave.
The overturned wagon is made out of solid iron. It is an immensely heavy wagon. To overturn it, something would have needed to have at least a strength higher than 20.
Okay.
And it is completely overturned on its back.
Oh, yeah.
The massive metal gate to, not gate, sorry, it would be like a solid iron door to the back of the wagon has been torn open. And you can see around the wagon, there is a few bodies littered around the place.
Mm.
You don't get a lot of details. You're still at distance when you see this. What would you like to do?
Strength higher than 20. Mm. Oh, I'll put the back.
How far can I see? What can I see, considering I guess I would now have shit eyes?
Well, any one of you can really only make out the overturned wagon, that its doors are crumpled open and some like silhouettes lying on the ground.
Mm.
They seem fine, surely.
We've been on foot, yeah?
Yeah, you're
no,
on
we're
foot.
We're on bear.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think
you've left the forest.
At this point, I would have been on as like transformed into some sort of animal to keep pace.
Maybe you are on bear.
Yeah.
Maybe you are bear.
Yeah, let's just say I'm bear and who wants to ride bear?
Hey, so, bear, I'm dad.
Ah! Right, well, as bear, I won't be saying anything. I will just be like,
ooh. Saren is on your back.
Have we been here before?
This does seem familiar, doesn't it? Says Chantel. Mm. Be on the lookout for spiders, I suppose, she says. Chantel draws her weapon. She uses a warhammer. Fuck yeah, Chantel. Love a warhammer. All right. She draws her warhammer. Yeola doesn't have a weapon. Tavertine takes to the skies, actually.
Mm.
And Sarin on the back, on your back, probably can't. She can't effectively use any of her weapons, but she does get magic ready.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we get ready to pounce. Maybe we, like... I mean, if I could talk, I would have been like, Tavertine, go ahead. Surely, can I be like, point to Tavertine, point to thing, and then point to come back?
You can point whether or not they get the impression of what you're trying to do.
Basically, scout, see what's going on, come back, inform.
All right. You begin pointing, and Sarin goes, hey! Because you need to kind of like stand up to do it. Whoa! Sarin nearly falls off your back.
Can I scratch scout in the dirt for Tavertine?
Oh, you've already pointed. Tavertine saw.
Okay.
So you did what you think is a decent impression of what you're trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
Tavertine nods, understanding, and then flies away.
I personally appreciate that you didn't write in the dirt.
Yeah, he keeps going.
Like past the wagon?
He misunderstood pretty badly. He keeps, he goes past the wagon.
Huh?
He's heading to camp.
When do we figure that out?
Where did he tell him to go?
Well, you know that he's heading in the direction of camp, and you don't know what else you could have possibly implied. He's left. He's gone.
I want to just start, I guess, blink at the sky for too long, and then just look to Chantel and be like, huh?
Chantel... like slowly puts her head in her gauntleted hand, the one not holding her weapon. She puts her head in her hand and you both hear as she makes a noise.
Yeah, I guess everyone hears the sound of a bear sighing.
I guess, Chantel says, I guess camp will know about this eventually. So if we wait... perhaps reinforcements will show up.
But how long would... that's going to take like a day, yeah?
It would take, well, it'd probably a bit more than a day, but only a little bit more.
Mm.
That's so boring. We just have to sit.
I carve
Can
the
we
word.
Go around it?
Yeah. I draw like a half circle, so like we're going around, or then and then try to scratch the word scout, question mark.
Moon, snake, moon, sun.
He's saying we should scout
happy,
the area.
Happy, sad,
he's saying
me.
He's saying we should scout the area out. Chantel kind of like jumps a little bit. Well, she can't jump very high. Well, whatever. Chantel kind of like rocks up and downwards, and you hear all the jingling and jangling of her armor. I will not be able to sneak forwards. And Yeola, similarly wearing armor, probably can't either. Oh no, Yeola wears leather armor. So perhaps Yeola or Sarin, she says, just making a big point not to look at you, tree stump.
I keep looking, like, trying to duck back and forth, trying to get attention. Like, oh,
well, if you do that, Chantel looks at you with, like, a big, genuine, probably, smile, but does not then suggest you for stealthing forwards.
That's weird. She looked at me, but she forgot me.
Sarin dismounting, says, I can do this. Perhaps a tree stump, would you like to mount on our good friend, Glapel?
Yes.
You got the big sword? Do you know how to fight on the back of an animal? The answer is no.
Yes. it's just like having four legs instead of two, right?
Chantel, Yeola, Sarin all look at each other and they all go,
Are you on my back yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know how's a bear going to look at you?
Yeah, you can't turn around to look at her.
My eyes go wide looking at any of the others.
Chantel says, you know what, actually, I do have training to fight on horseback, and I only have my weapon can be wielded in one hand, whereas you need two hands, Tree Stump, so perhaps you would be better on foot, since then you can use both of your hands, rather than trying to hold on to Glapel, perhaps you can use both hands to hold on to your weapon.
Nodding profusely.
That sounds good. Oh, Glapel seems keen. I would have thought hold on, I wouldn't have held on. So...
Could we have grabbed the saddle from the bear?
You can take the saddle if you want, yeah.
That would have probably, yeah, that would have made sense.
As Chantel is mounting up, she says, and in any case, you're so big, you're quite heavy as well. So maybe, you know, because he's old.
Friend. Yeah, no, this is a good idea.
No one mentions, once again, Chantel is wearing plate mail.
Yep, nodding profusely, agreeing with Chantel.
Sarin moves into the tree line and starts kind of stealthing her way forward. Okay. There's not a lot of tree line, so you see her the entire way there. How far away do y'all want to wait? Right now, I would say you're like maybe 500 feet away.
If there's no tree line, I think we would be like, at some point, surely we would be like, there's no way that if this is an ambush, they're seeing it. Right? If there's zero tree line.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. The zero tree line is actually invisible to you. Because what happened is, Sarin rolled poorly.
Yeah.
So what's happened is, you see some trees and you're like, oh, it's a tree line that extends towards the wagon. But it doesn't. It doesn't extend towards the wagon. It just appears to extend toward the wagon from your angle. So Sarin starts using it to get to the wagon, but it almost immediately disappears. Sarin, though, because they rolled poorly, is like, well, I think I can still hide in this little... Sarin's like, no, I think I'm still hidden. Like, I think there's enough, but there isn't. There isn't enough.
All right.
See Sarin making her way. That, I suppose, would be at... you can see Sarin making her way. So that, I suppose... would be a telltale sign that she's not hiding very well, but that isn't until she's most of the way there.
Of course. I guess I might start edging forward a little bit and kind of trying to look up at Chantel to kind of, as a bit more of the, I guess, the pseudo-tactics leader right now, and the pseudo-combat leader, shall we say.
Chantel nods. Yes, let's get going. You start riding out towards Seren, knowing that she's actually quite exposed right now, but she is still probably going to get there first.
Yeah. She thinks she's so hidden.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? Yes. Oh, good. They're quite full right now, so they're probably sleeping.
That's good to hear.
You get to Seren before anything happens, and you get to... And at this point, you are quite close to the wagon, so you can see details now. I will give them to you. So, on the side of the wagon, you see stenciled in fancy lettering, you see the words, Leopold's Errant Mercenaries, which you know to be another mercenary company that operates in this area. Adventuring company. Only people who take a very dim view of adventurers call you mercenaries. Leopold's, well, they call themselves mercenaries, so maybe they take not necessarily a dim view, but they're like a lot more a transactional sort of group, as opposed to Greyhill, which is like a family.
Yeah,
really, really different.
Yeah.
The corruption is a surprise in this one.
Yeah, in Leopold's Errant Mercenaries, it's baked into it.
Yeah.
You see stenciled on the side, like I said, Leopold's Errant Mercenaries, which you know is another adventuring company that operates in this area. They're a lot bigger than Greyhill. They're international, I suppose, whereas Greyhill is still localized mostly around the city of Greyhill itself. And, well, you also spot a bunch of the figures around this wagon are adventurers, similar to yourselves. Leopold's Errant Mercenary Company has like a sigil, and that would be like a shield divided into four quadrants. The shield has a depiction of Leopold himself, a depiction of a dragon, a dragon with like a spear being driven through it, a depiction of a Illithid being throttled by Leopold. and the final quadrant is a bugbear being sack tapped by Leopold. There's a laurel wreath around the shield itself, and then a little banner beneath that says LEM.
Okay.
Standing for Leopold's Errant Mercenaries. The figures all around this wagon have on somewhere on their bodies or somewhere on their clothes have that insignia marking them as members of this mercenary company.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have been, they're dead. They're like long dead as well.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Probably at least a day old.
Okay, cool. Initially, I was like, okay, so I guess the mercenary company just overturned this wagon. Nope. Okay, they're the dead ones. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You spot as well. By the side of the road, at first you think it's just a weird place for a statue, and then you're like, that seems suspicious. You see on the side of the road the statue of a statue of a horse.
What do I know?
Does it look like maybe
things to
it was a
stone.
Horse and it is a horse, but now the horse is made of not horse stuff?
In D&D, if a troll hits light, does it turn to stone? Kind of like a Tolkien-esque troll.
Well, it seems unlikely that this horse is a troll.
Is the horse a troll is what I'm asking. Is that a thing that happens? Do trolls hate sunlight is what all I'm asking.
You would not believe it.
Yep.
Glupple.
Yep.
You look at the bodies. I assume you're investigating this wreckage and whatnot.
If no one's attacked us, I'm guessing, we're all...
Big bear sniffs,
You can see, Glupple, you investigating the bodies, see that... It looks like something big with like a big teethy mouth grabbed them and then crocodile shook them until they fucking fell apart. These bodies are, none of them are intact. They are all in pieces. Something with very sharp serrated teeth grabbed them and then shook these corpses until they were just bits.
Yep. Okay. So they've been shaken to bits by a big thing with teeth. Like a big crocodile.
Tree Stump, you look at the horse and you have immediate flashbacks. You know that you have fought somehow two creatures that this could be.
Mm-hmm.
Creature number one, a Medusa. A Medusa obviously classically has an ability to turn people to stone.
Yes.
But also there's another creature a lesser known but still quite famous creature called a basilisk, which can also turn people to stone.
I was thinking one of those beard boys.
Basilisks are multi-legged reptilian horrors whose deadly gaze transforms victims into porous stone. With strong jaws, the creature consumes this stone, which returns to organic form in its gullet.
This feels like important information that will become pertinent next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. Dammit here from either the podcast you're currently listening to or some other podcast like, let's say, I don't know, Baseless Speculation, rudely interrupting your good times to tell you about another podcast I do called Baseless Speculation. Do you often find yourself looking at a new Spider-Man trailer and thinking to yourself, oh, I wonder how Sony are going to shit the bed on this one? Or perhaps you're a big fan of X-Men and will ponder how they would even show the Krakoan era of mutants on the silver screen. Or maybe there's some news that some fucking guy is going to play Mario in the upcoming film Mario about that plumber Mario and his brother Luigi. And you think to yourself, I wonder what they're going to do there. Why do these plumbers keep jumping on turtles? Us. So we made a show about it where we baselessly speculate on upcoming films, TV shows, and more. So join me and my beautiful co-hosts, Jackson Bailey and Joel Dusha, who you might know from either this very podcast or another on Baseless Speculation. Available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon are doing a podcast thing now. You can find us there if you'd like. Google? They have Google Podcasts now. Really, there's never been a better time to search for podcasts, especially ones called Baseless Speculation.
Neulich bei der Versicherung.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof, Bahnhof.
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 Sie verstehen bei Ihrem Berater nur Bahnhof? Zeit zu Ergo zu wechseln, denn da verstehen Sie nur.
Einfach.
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 Denn wir machen Versichern einfacher. Durch digitale Services, verständliche Beratung und einfache Schadenregulierung. Einfach, weil's wichtig ist. Ergo.